Look at you.
There he is.
Hello, you look just as young and adorable as ever.
You are cute as ever. Oh, you big teddy bear, you.
What's up, buddy?
I can't wait to snuggle after the show with you.
I look forward to that. Is that new? Let me see your tattoo. What do you have there?
Oh, no, I've had that since I got married.
Yeah,
with the wife.
Still married?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Going on 4 years.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing. I never.
Yeah. Oh, she's not alive anymore. She's just a body in the closet, but I love her.
She's still hot? She didn't get fat after you got married.
No, she's staying hot because we do the swinging thing, so she stays hot.
Still, right?
Yeah, not as much, though.
No.
It's more couples now instead of just me having other girls.
Oh, that's not as much fun, is it, Mitch?
No, not really.
You knew it was going to happen, though.
I remember the first time it happened was here, wasn't it? Or at least with a couple from here or something?
We met a couple here. Yeah. No, actually, and then there was this really hot fitness instructor that we hung out with here.
Oh,
What was his name?
And then, she had a boyfriend.
You said a hot boyfriend?
Well, he was hot. Yeah. He was like one of those weightlifter dudes.
Right.
Yeah, and he was way bigger than I was in a lot of ways.
He
hurt me. He didn't cuddle or anything.
Did you get to make sweet love to his wife? Or a girlfriend?
So
or whatever.
Here, this is a good story. Oh, you don't know the story.
No.
So this really hot fitness instructor wanted her first girl experience with my wife.
Who is gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah, she's really hot. And this girl was really, really smoking hot. And her boyfriend was this big weightlifter dude. So my wife started to, I don't know.
Go down on her?
What does that mean? When you go down with the tongue? Okay. Yeah. I've never done that. So my wife started to go down and the girl started moaning and the dude got upset. He goes, and his exact words were, "You never moan like that with me."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they're not prepared for that life.
And then I felt like it was the Hindenburg. I wanted to be shut up.
We had everything going perfect.
Yeah.
So where are you during this whole thing? Just kind of watching?
Yeah, I was watching and he was like a real man's man. Like he was drinking, like we went to get beer and I drink craft beer and he was like, just get like Bud. And I was like, oh, I didn't know like people really drink Bud. And
so you go to,
we were drinking our Buds.
They're doing stuff together in a bed.
And where
are you and the dude?
He's on one side of the room and I'm on the other side and I'm kind of like directing traffic because I've done this before.
Right.
I'm saying like, do that. And
do you guys should try this.
Yeah. And then she really got into it and then he got upset. He said those words, "You don't moan that way with me." And I was like, let's let them have fun. And then all of a sudden I was going to like kick his butt.
Right. He's like, ruining your deal. Yeah.
So, yeah.
How did it end for him?
They walked out.
They left?
They left. They got upset. And then she wrote us that they had broken up. And Jess was supposed to come with me on this trip to hook up with her with just all us.
Right.
And then she got another boyfriend.
Oh.
Because she's so hot. That's the thing about hot girls. Yeah. They'll have a boyfriend so fast that you almost have to get them in that real vulnerable period right when they're feeling like they're not going
to
get anybody.
I'm dying to know who these people are. Like, I want to see pictures of them. I want to see if I know them.
I'll show you a picture of this girl is probably the smokingest girl, Jess.
I just want to see if I know, like, because sometimes I'll be out and I'll be like, I don't know, because I know smoking fitness people and I'd love to think it was them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Usually, the fitness people I found, they'll want to play because they work so hard on their bodies that they like showing them off.
I had a dream the other night about that I went to a sex club with my wife.
I had that same dream.
That wasn't a dream for you. We went to a sex club.
Yeah.
And it was me and her and another couple, but we went like kind of like as a joke or whatever, like, let's go look,
Yeah.
And then when we got there, the girls got it on and she liked it. And I woke up and I was fine with that. And I woke up and I was like, wow, that was good. Yeah. Then my wife walked in because I was just taking a nap.
Yeah.
And I go, I just had the best dream. And she goes, what was it? It was about you. And it was sexy. And it was a sex club. And she goes, oh. And she turned around and she walked away. And I went, oh,
that's
went nowhere.
Have you ever had a wet dream as an adult?
Not even as a child.
Not even as a child?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Never in your
life? Never in my life.
I'm having one right now. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, whenever I'm next to Galvin, it happens.
No, I never at all. So, I don't know if that means something's wrong with me.
Well, it's interesting because I used to have them all the time as a kid, pretty regularly.
Right.
And I don't know if you know this about me, but I stopped masturbating 4 years ago. I haven't masturbated in 4 years.
Oh, my. Swear at all, God. Still?
Haven't. No, not at all.
See, I got to tell you real quick. There is not a ratio of how often I am having sex with my wife to how often I will pleasure myself. I could. If I'm having sex, I still want to do that.
Yeah. No, I still want to do it.
Yeah.
I just decided to stop because I think I was watching a little too much porn.
Uh-huh. I got you.
And
is there too much?
I think I was. I think, Ralphie May, as a road guy.
Right. It's all you got. You're in the hotel room.
And you start looking forward to it after the shows. And so I kind of felt like, you know, this isn't a good space for me to be in if I'm on the road trying to be faithful to my wife. Because my whole thing is, well, she lets me fool around with other women when I'm with her. So I don't want to fool around without her and ruin any of that. So I've been totally faithful. So I was finding that the porn was putting me in that state that when I'd be at the shows, I'd start thinking. So I was like,
around,
well, I gotta stop. And because of that, I've started having close to wet dreams, but frustrating ones.
Never finish.
Just waking up.
I have that.
You do?
Yeah, I have that. Like
you said, the sex dream. Yeah.
In my dreams, I could never, like, and not only did it never happen, but it never. Like in my dreams, something always foils it. I think
Spanish all of a sudden walks in.
Something happens. Like somebody gets mad or something. I'm like, why are we doing just about? Because if you know in your dream, you meet like the most beautiful girl and you fall in love with her in your dream. And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the night, we're just starting to do it. It never actually happens.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I'm always just about to do it. And then I think of the tattoo on Carmen's butthole.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
By the way, since then, she's got a full piece now, a dragon, and it's an open mouth around it. No, I'm just kidding. But since then, another hot girl has gotten the same matching tattoo.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Where is she?
She doesn't work here. She's just like a listener. And one night, they start FaceTiming me at 1 o'clock in the morning, and next thing you know, they're in a tattoo shop, and she's getting a matching tattoo.
Yeah.
We started a trend here.
It was a lot of fun.
How often do you think the tattoo guy gets to see that? And I wonder if that's a turn on in any way to him, because it's probably like a doctor probably just didn't even notice that.
No, but
I meant in a
don't say it again.
I meant in a technical way.
Yeah.
I meant for hygiene purposes.
Right. No, I don't think that's hygienically correct. Yeah.
No, he's not actually a doctor.
Yeah. But I have been there before. Well, girls have come in to get things pierced, and they're very matter of fact about it. But in the back of their mind, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you know they go, all right, I have to go and get some different gloves or this or whatever, and they go back and they go, oh my God. Yeah.
You know, I actually disagree with you on that, and I'll tell you why. Because when I was taking acting lessons many years ago, I was supposed to be the next big sitcom star. So they sent me to acting school until they realized I just can't act. I'm just so bad at it. And they sent me to acting school, and I had a gorgeous acting partner, the kind that I would never get in real life. And we had a scene where we were supposed to be dry humping, and in front of the class, and I just was really excited about this. And then when we were doing it, I realized, like, you really aren't enjoying it.
You're
really not, because it's not really happening. Does that make sense?
No, because let me tell you why. I hear Howard talk about that all the time when he was on his movie set, and he said he was aroused the entire time.
I don't know. You think he's being honest about that?
Mitch, I got to tell you, even at my age now, if I were to go over to a foreign girl that I don't know and get close and pretend to be making out and she smelled good and all that, I'd be totally into it. I'd be like,
I don't know.
I mean, you're having probably way more sex than I am.
Yeah, but even, you know, I have all my friends going, oh my God, you're so lucky you get to fool around with other women and stuff. But I will say this, that the idea still that there's other people in the room doesn't make it as exciting as if I just had some whore in my room
and
came back after a show. Yeah, like one of the best experiences of my life was I was in Vegas, and I was a young comedian, and I was at a bus stop, and there was some just crack whore at the bus stop with a tiny, tiny, tiny skirt. And all the guys were looking at her because it was like 10 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
And I remember going, and all the guys were kidding on her because she's, you know, and I just started making her laugh. And we were on the bus, and I said something like, wouldn't it be funny if we went back to my room and you danced for me? And she was like,
is that the line? Wouldn't it be funny?
Yeah.
I said something like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we got all these guys jealous that I was the guy that got, because I was, you know, and she's like, oh, let's do it. So anyway, so we went back to the room, and it's the first time in the history of my life that I actually suggested a condom. Because she was so willing.
You just picked her up at a bus stop.
She was so willing to let me do it without a condom.
Right, that you knew.
Because usually you have the girls go, because most of the girls I was usually able to talk out of using a condom.
Right.
I think girls like to say
I'm
that.
I'm famous.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, I would just say
besides
like
Charlie Sheen, when none of us have AIDS.
Yeah. And I think that was kind of the challenge, that I would get these girls to do it without a condom.
Right.
I was a young comedian. And then 10 chlamydia cases later. And so I was with this girl, and I brought her back to my room, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I'm going to really just have sex with her. And I actually was like, maybe I should get a condom. She's like, okay, whatever. She was really hot. But I remember going,
that's
like,
a rule of thumb for any girl you meet at a bus stop.
Yeah. And an hour later is about to let you have sex with her.
Yeah.
But then the thought is like, well, what would make you think that she's any, that any girl that does it without a condom is any cleaner? You know, they're all this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, so what I was getting at is that to me has never been recreated as, nothing's been hotter than that, you know, in my life.
Yeah, because I heard Jim Norton talking about that one time, and he said that in that case, the reason why is it's not the actual act, it's the whole leading up
to
the act.
It's the fact that you can't believe, you know, like there's a couple of, I had those rock star experiences that I had always wanted as a kid, and a couple of them really did live up to it. And really, it's really never that it's what it feels like, it's that it's you can't believe someone's doing that with you.
Right.
You know, like there was a girl I was once walking out of a show with, and I was like, let's go do this. And her friend was like, well, two girls. And the friend was like, well, I have a boyfriend, but she's single. And I was like, well, let's go back to the room. And the girl was like, well, I'll watch you guys. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, and it's funny, I did that one without a condom. And because I thought she was a little classy or something.
Yeah,
I didn't meet her at a bus stop.
She has a friend.
Yeah.
She has a friend. She's probably clean. Right? She's not some dirty whore at a bus stop.
Yeah, I'll never forget, she had a tattoo on her butthole. And that showed me a class that I hadn't seen previously.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, as I was doing it, I was like, I can't believe. And I said, and I'll remember, there's certain words I remember throughout my life, certain phrases. And I remember going, I guess I should, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, pull.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Shouldn't complete.
Yeah.
And she goes, you can do what you want, sweetie, I'm fixed.
Oh!
Right. She said that to me, and I still thought like, no.
Doesn't that make you nervous? Because I think at this age, if you are, what is the problem?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, because you probably think like she'd had so many kids at that point. She's like, that she got fixed.
Oh, God. This is Mitch Fatel. He's going to be at the Improv all weekend long. You said that at one point they wanted you to be on a sitcom.
Yeah, I was given, when I was 25 years old, I was given $150,000 as a holding deal by the Disney company.
Uh-huh.
Because they wanted me to be in one of their TV shows. I'll never forget this. And so they took me to Reed, and I was so idealistic, I didn't realize, like, you can't do what you want in Hollywood. And I remember one of the lines in the sitcom was, Have you been in her room? It smells like Aquaman's underwear.
Okay.
And I remember going like, oh, I'm not going to say that. And I said, I'm not going to say it. It's the stupidest line I've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, no, you got to say it. We paid you $100.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to say it. And they brought me to the president of Disney at Disney's comedy division at the time.
What a dick you are.
Yeah, I was kind of sick.
And what did he say to you?
I was really idealistic back then. I had actually turned down the Conan O'Brien show. I was offered to do the Conan O'Brien show and turn them down because I wanted my first show to be Letterman.
I think you told me that. I think.
And I look back, and Jessica's like, wow, I'm just really proud you had such pride. And I was like, I was just an ass.
Did you ever get on Letterman?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got
okay.
on Letterman right. 6
that
months
worked
later.
Out. That worked out.
And then I went on Conan. And then Conan asked me to do them again, and I said, no, I want to do another Letterman. And then they were like, well, you're done. And then years later, I called back Conan, like, can I come on your show again? And they're like, no.
Call Letterman, buddy.
Yeah.
Holy. So what happened? Did they take you to the head of the...
They took me to the head of the... His name was something Valentine, I think I remember. And they took me in the room, and he goes... And he was so out of touch. He goes, well, what's the problem? He's a big, bald guy, a big, massive, right, bald guy. And he goes, what's the problem? And I go, I don't want to say Aquaman's underwear. And he goes, who's Aquaman? And like all his underling guys go, he's a superhero. He goes in the water. Like they explain
it's just
it.
Like a TV, like a movie. Yeah. Like you got five guys got to explain everything to him.
And then he goes, Aquaman, it's out.
Really?
And then he looked at me. He's like, what else? And I had like 10 other things, but I was just so shocked that they took it out that I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's good. And then they said, okay, so they had hired me to be on a holding deal, and I went into the final auditions. It was me and one other guy, the other guy was Jack Black.
No.
Yeah.
And he refused.
Jack Black and Sam Cedar. Did you ever remember a guy named Sam Cedar? I think he's on NPR now or something. He's just a really, really left-wing guy who's a radio guy. I think he's the one who got it, Sam Cedar. It was a show called, I don't even remember the show. It may have been called All-American Girl or something.
Yeah.
It was a show with, who's the Korean comedian? Margaret Cho.
Oh, yeah, she had
a show for a while on ABC, and it was failing, and then they were going to do one more show with her in a friend scenario, and I was supposed to be one of the friends.
I already got the show for you now.
Okay.
Now you are a kid, you're a guy who is like 40 years old.
A man boy. Yeah.
Kind of like Step Brothers, who refuses to leave the house and grow up.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and we put you with parents who are just frustrated with you, and you have siblings who've gone
on
to great
jobs. And I
walk
in, I go, it smells like Aquaman's underwear.
I like it.
You're constantly eating ice cream, and then you work, how do you like this? You work Gary Cannon's real life story into the show. Do you know Gary's?
What's he doing these days?
My brother and Gary see each other all the time because my brother goes to LA a lot.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm going to see Gary next month. We're going to Chicago. We're all meeting up there to go see Pearl Jam. But Gary's story, like when he would go get jobs. Do you know about this?
No, what's his
Gary
story?
Cannon's a comedian that we first met through Mitch.
Through me,
one day he came
was my
here.
Opener and
he
I used to bring him in.
Yeah, and he I hated him and thought he was gay and all that. Now I love him.
Right.
Still think he's gay.
Me too.
He would go and get jobs. He would go and work these jobs and go. He'd pitch himself. He'd go, oh, listen to me. I'm a great salesman. I'm gonna get you up by 42%. And they go, great. So in the beginning, when you get a sales job, they give you a salary for a couple of weeks,
right,
and then they move you to full commission.
Right.
So Gary would take the job and never do an ounce of work. He'd go to the movies.
Until they just told him to finally leave.
And when he felt like it was coming to an end, he would go back in. They'd go, Gary, I mean, you promised us these things. Nothing happened. He's like, listen to me. Give me three more weeks. I got something big that's going to happen. And then he would go and find another job and do the same thing.
Yeah.
And he would just keep collecting checks until they fired him.
Yeah.
And he would just keep going and going and going and never did a day of work and got at least a month's worth of pay out of each one of these places.
Yeah.
That's your character's. That's what he does in the show.
So I'm a jerk.
No, that's not a jerk. That's a genius.
Come on.
Don't work a day in your life. All you want to do is sit home and watch movies. And
but that's so different from my personality because I was raised to believe that you should get paid for work. Like
you're way too idealistic.
And as part of it, you only do the same 10 minutes of material.
All based on Kohl's.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I like Galvin.
Yeah.
That's your show.
Is he married these days?
No, I don't think so.
Is he still with the same girl?
You can't marry her. She's way too ugly.
Mish?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
No, she is. I never met her. I just wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
I never met her.
She's all right.
He could get he gets chicks.
He had the first time I ever met him, he brought in his girlfriend. He said to me, "Wait to see my girlfriend. My girlfriend's really hot." And he brought in the most smoking girl I've ever seen, and I was sure he was paying her to just say it was his girlfriend.
Right, right, right.
She was so, so hot. And then the story came out that it was one of his best friend's girlfriends who he used to, when she was sick, he would bring her chicken soup and try to convince
her. Creep his way in.
And finally one day she's like, you are kind of sweet. And I started fooling around with him and left the best friend. This is a ask him about that story.
Why does that not bother me with him and it would with anybody else? Like the whole idea of him going out and robbing these people and pretending he's working for him. I love it.
It's just the love line version of what he used to do with the checks in the job. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, it'd be like, just do this with me a couple times.
Hilarious. Yeah. Mitch Fatale is going to be at the Improv this weekend. He'll be there. I'll tell you what, you know I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. I got a whole new act, too, now.
Oh, forget it, then.
It's good stuff.
No, but Mitch is one of those guys where I heard him doing comedy. I loved it. I sought him out. I forced him to come over here and be on the show. And we've been friends ever since.
I was really upset because I've gotten really into MMA, and I know that you guys went to the MMA thing that was here, and it sounded like it was a really fun time.
Yeah, so let's go. Let's go to one. I'll meet you in Vegas. Let's go to one when you're not working.
I would love to do that. Yeah, let's hang out.
You haven't been here in so long.
Just about a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, about a year. As far as our friendship goes, I was getting worried a little bit.
Well, let's go. Why am I not on the cruise? Don't you do the cruise still? I think I was going to go on a cruise last
time. I don't like to ask people to go on the cruise.
I would love to do your cruise thing. Yeah, bring Jess. We'll have a great time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't like Ralphie and Bert. Like, Ralphie's like, hey, baby, I'm coming on your cruise whether you like it or not. That's Ralphie.
Yeah.
And Bert's like, hey, I need to get on that cruise. I got to get away from my family for a little while. I'm like, all right, great, perfect. That's just how it happens.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm on the cruise.
Okay.
Yeah, and bring a lot of MMA guys.
Who do you like? Who's your favorite?
My favorite MMA guy is probably, I like Bisping now.
Yeah.
Because he's cool.
Uh-huh, he is cool.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he knocked I hate Rockhold. I hate the guy, so.
I want to go to a match.
I would love to. I've never been to one live.
We used to talk about this thing. Where we wanted to go to Vegas Friday after the show.
Yeah.
And come home on Sunday. We go there on Friday, stay there, go to the MMA thing on Saturday, and then come home on Sunday. One weekend, one suit. No sleeping.
Yeah, let's do it.
Nothing.
Let's go to the Conor McGregor Diaz fight.
You could get work to pay for that. We do a bunny trip podcast from the Bunny Ranch on a Friday. Work pays for it, and then we get tickets to
I have sex with a girl without a condom.
Yeah, yeah. The Bunny Ranch. That seems safe.
That's show prep.
I'm going to be in Vegas in November. If there's something in November.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Galvin's running. Galvin does marathons now.
Yeah.
I so thought you'd put the weight back on. I would have lost money on that bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he actually is still losing weight.
Are you still losing weight?
I gained a little bit,
but
I'm
going to lose
some
more. Did you catch something from not using a condom with someone?
No.
Mitch and I, we had a one time we were going to do a contest where we tried to find swingers couples here in Tampa.
Right.
Yeah.
And then something happened with us here. We had some real, behind the scenes trouble here. I don't know if it was my contract or what it was. But I had become obsessed with it, and I didn't call Mitch back. And
yeah, you ignored my calls.
And I'll never forget what you said to me. And I felt terrible because I wasn't specifically blowing you off. It was just that I was so obsessed with the other thing. And I'll never forget what you said to me. You were like, when we finally talked, I apologized, and I said, I'm sorry, I got this going on or whatever. And you go, I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
Maybe he's mad at me because I wouldn't eat that pot cookie.
Oh, right. Because David,
Wells. Yeah. We went out to eat, and a friend of ours had gingerbread cookies that were marijuana cookies, legally, of course. And Mitch doesn't drink, and he doesn't do drugs. And we're trying to get him to eat the cookie. And
I've changed now, though.
Heroin addict?
I've always told you I've done Molly. I like Molly.
Right.
I just don't pot. I have a very weird reaction to, and I knew that with all those cool guys that we were around, if I did it, I would become the high school kid again. That finally someone would have to be like, dude, relax. Because I'd be laughing like crazy, and I'd be saying like, oh, cops are coming, and I'd be like shoving all the food in my mouth.
Yeah,
that's the one thing.
That's fun though.
I think I still wanted to impress you, and I was out with, a big baseball player, and I wanted to be cool. And
who else? There was somebody else there. It was like another athlete or somebody. Maybe another Yankee or something.
I believe it was Hulk Hogan.
No. Pretty sure it wasn't.
Yeah, because I had sex with him that night, and they made a tape of it.
Oh,
yeah,
I'll rent that.
It's out there.
We went to see a tennis match one time, an exhibition tennis match that was Sharapova and Capriati, maybe. I don't know. It was like two girls, two really good girls. They were doing,
I think it was Caitlyn Jenner.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And they had saved front row seats for us. They were like five of us. And we smoked pot on the way over. And I was like, you, I don't smoke.
Oh, you don't smoke. Yeah.
So, but I'm with all these guys and they're all doing it. We're in a limo and I'm like, I'm smoking. Peer pressure. And then I'll never forget. We were all goofy and giggly, and everybody was wearing white, and we were the only one in black t-shirts. I'm like, this is the worst. I felt like, yeah, that's why I don't do it.
I get really, really in my head, and then I become the kid at the party again, just assuming that. So if we were high and you turned to David Wells or something and you said something like, oh, look at Mitch, he loves those oysters, I'd go like, what do you mean?
Oh, you get all paranoid about it.
I'd get all
paranoid,
and I think you were making fun of me.
No. Yeah. I've only smoked a handful of times, and most of the time I do the same thing. I go to the bathroom and I start talking to myself in the mirror. not like conversations, but I go, Do I look high? I go, I don't look high. Well, my eyes are red, and then maybe I do. Maybe everybody thinks I'm high, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing it. And I'm happy. So I don't know. I wish I would much rather do that than drink, because the drinking, especially like hard alcohol, is no good for you, and it and then the effects the next day are not worth it.
Me and my wife have gotten in very few fights in our lives, but it's when she's really drunk and she becomes this person that starts crying and
telling
saying
you the truth
bad to her and stuff. And just
why
stuff
aren't
like
you
that.
Taller?
Yeah. Why isn't your package smaller?
Yeah. Why do you give me such painful sex? what do you got? A Netflix thing you're working on?
Yeah, I got a Netflix special.
When is that gonna come
out? A 1 hour comedy special.
Did you tape it already?
No, I'm going to be taping it in September.
I want to come. When
I would love for you to come. Would you be my guest?
I would.
Yeah, and then
we'll
go to an MMA.
Put me in the credits?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Maybe
that's the only way I'll go now.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and then you could say, like, you know him from his Kohl's shirts.
Where are you going to do it?
I'm probably going to do it in Arizona. We're scouting right now, but I was just...
How do you do that? Like, why... Like, to me, Arizona seems like the worst place.
Oh,
like, how do you pick
me.
A place
they
to go?
Love, the fans love
where they
Arizona.
Love you.
Yeah. I mean, also here, though, I do great here. I do good in Tampa.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually do. I will say this. The Tampa girls, out of all the girls in the country, the sluttiest dressers.
Yeah.
In Ybor City, they dress so hot. There was some
you
girls
can. Ybor has a long history of being like a, before it was a hot spot nightclub thing, it was it was like the gay and slutty section.
Right.
So you can still get away with that there.
Yeah, you can still get a girl at a bus stop every now and then.
Uh-huh.
You don't know if it's a girl, really, sometimes, but.
I think last time you were here, didn't you have to change hotels because the first one was too seedy?
No, did I?
I don't know if that was you. I can't remember. I remember one guy. One comedian that was a friend of mine was like, I'm switching hotels because the one they put me in was terrible.
No, I've never had that problem here.
Ybor
they
is
put
like,
me in something called a Super 8.
You'll be fine. Super. It's
like
super.
It.
You're
like
good.
It. Yeah.
So you go in the city and you just try to pick one. Like I would think that I want all my things to be in a big city.
Well, there's these towns that I've gone to over my career where all the fans always come out. And I remember Arizona was the first club I ever went to when... they had signs in the audience.
Really?
Yeah. That like
a wrestling match?
Like girls
Go
had
Mitch.
Signs that like, you know, eat my muffin. Because I put out
a muffin thing.
I put out a mini skirts and muffins was my album. God, I'm getting old. I was once talking to a girl and I said, my album. And she's like a photo album?
You know what? You want to talk about old? I went to Disney with my kids.
Yeah.
And we went in this restaurant. We walked by a payphone and I looked at my son and I go, do you know what that is? And he looked at it and he goes, the phone? And I go, yeah, but what about it? And he goes, I don't know. Like, I'm like, how do you not know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's so odd. It's a phone.
Yeah, I saw a video of a lady who gave her kids a Walkman and said, figure this out. And they're like, what?
I remember when I started out in comedy, I had made finally enough money. I was working gigs and I had gotten myself a state-of-the-art answering machine that I could check on the road when I'd stop at the payphone.
What are you? You just turned his mic off.
He hates this story. he's like, don't tell the answering machine story. Even though you have a big package.
So you'd like press a button and it would rewind?
Well, you'd walk in and I would be able to call. And if it answered on two rings, that meant I got a call.
Right.
And I remember just being like telling chicks on the road, like, watch this. I can tell if I have messages.
Oh!
And it was state of the art to get that kind of machine.
I had a pager. And when I got voicemail on my pager, oh man,
yeah,
like you could either page me or leave a message. So I was like, oh, what else do I need?
It was important.
I was taking a number two in the radio station one time, and
I don't even do those anymore.
You don't?
Because of the new technology. The iPhone does it for me. Yeah.
You clip your pager to your waist. Yeah. And I was wearing jean shorts at the time.
Yeah.
Of course.
And when I went to, I hit the flush and I stood up. And when I stood up, because I was fat, it hit my fat roll and it popped my pager off and went right down the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
It flushed my pager and I had to go right to the HR department and I had to go, I believe I just flushed my pager down the toilet. Ridiculous. Yeah, there are so many awesome things that don't that are either have been phased out or on the way out.
I remember, and it's so funny you could remember the times changing. I remember being in a hotel in Vegas distinctly, and I used to fool around with a girl named Rebecca, and all of a sudden my phone had a, hey, I'm trying out this text thing. And I remember going like, it's magic. I didn't know how to even respond to it. Yeah. I was like, text back.
what will you do this weekend by yourself?
I'll just write. When I'm not with my wife, I'm good. I don't, like I said,
But there's no masturbation.
No masturbation.
No wife.
I'll watch a lot of MMA and get out my frustrations there.
Oh, man.
I watch a lot of MMA on the road. I watch all my favorite fights that I want to catch up on.
Yeah.
You could actually go see it live here. You could go to a bunch of the gyms around here and just go sit in the corner and watch them.
They got a lot of UFC guys here?
Yeah, a lot of the guys here from Gracie Tampa went on to the
Ultimate
House.
Fighter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the first like 10 seasons, they had at least one guy from there, yeah.
Yeah, I love the UFC. That's kind of my new porn. Like, I used to think, you know, I realized it the other day. I was like, I think that you always need something because I've become a big, big UFC guy. And I think I look at it the way I used to look at porn because I touch myself while I'm watching
right,
it. But I don't ever finish.
That's, right, you know,
that's
not good.
That's the rule me and my wife had. What, like, I have all my, like, in the old days, I used to have all my favorite performers, all of my favorite actresses, and I'd get excited after the show, like, oh, I'm going to go watch Christy Canyon now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care ever who's in my porn.
Oh, I like the different, there was certain porn. Like,
I especially don't want produced porn.
I like Tracy Lords once I found out she was underage. I'm a really big fan.
Mitch, I'm telling you, there's a TV show there for you.
Me and Tracy Lords?
Wouldn't that be even the funniest? That's your thing. The guy is obsessed with Tracy Lords.
So what I'll do is I'll go back to the room and now I'll have my like, oh, I'm gonna watch Bisping tonight. Oh my god, he looks lean. He looks lean.
I can't get that kind of satisfaction at all.
Well,
my attention span small. I only want to watch knockouts if I watch it on YouTube.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You don't want to watch the whole fight. You just wanted the money shot.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm scrubbing through.
Compilations.
Yeah, compilations.
If I watch, this is how it'll start. If I'm watching fights, I'll see something MMA and I'll watch, and then I'll rabbit hole over to best knockouts.
Yeah.
Which will take me over to Kimbo Slice, which will take me to street fights. Then it'll turn into black ladies fighting each other in the mall. And then I have a short attention span, and if I see something that catches my eye, I'll just work through it.
What I think is sad for me is I think if you had a camera on my face, you couldn't discern the difference if I was watching porn. Because I kind of make a lot of the same faces and do a lot of like, that's too big. Like, he knocked her out. You know,
What do you think Jess is doing while you're here?
She's become very social. She's become a very social butterfly.
Oh, that's not good.
She's getting a lot of friends and
stuff.
And why is that not good?
I don't know. Starting to feel you're here. She's out there being social.
Yeah, she's having taco night tonight.
With who?
Of course. She's inviting all the people in our building.
Oh, man.
But she won't fool around without me.
You think?
No, what do you think? I got to get divorced.
No.
It's over. No. Yeah, I got to go back on the road. I need my porn back.
But wouldn't you be mad if you found out that she was cheating on you and you weren't cheating on her? Like, not even with porn? What would be better if you found out if she was cheating on you but you were also cheating on her, or that you had been good?
She's one of these people that she can't do anything without feeling really guilty. Like, we've done stuff together.
So she's made you believe.
Well, she could be doing that. The thing is, you're getting me really confused.
I know, you're getting all these thoughts now.
No, she's allowed to have sex with other dudes when I'm there, so with other couples.
Right.
And she's given me the go-ahead to go out with other couples. Like, sometimes we have couples coming to the show,
okay,
and I don't want to have sex with another couple. I just want to have sex with another girl.
Yeah, that's going
to
be weird.
I want to meet her at a bus stop.
That guy in the couple, including you, is always a little weird.
Yeah.
So, like if you're, like, Jess is smoking hot, if I had the opportunity and I'd have you there to do it, I'd probably be like, all right.
Yeah, you kind of deal with it. This is what me and my wife have gotten to, and I'm comfortable with this now. We'll go into separate rooms.
Oh, with the other spouses?
Yeah, like I'll go with the dude and we'll watch MMA.
Yeah.
And then
he sit on his lap. Yeah.
Do you really do that? Split rooms?
We did it once, and it was hot to me.
It was?
Yeah,
did you hear it from the other room?
No, I don't want to hear anything.
No,
I
right?
just go in with the other dude's wife, and it's really hot because I'm like, wow, this is dirty. I still have like the really like the only things that really turn me on. Like I think that's one of the reasons I stopped watching porno is because I just really like the dirty stuff.
Yeah.
You know, not mean. I don't like when guys
are mean.
Like there was a porno I watched once, and it really upset me because the guy farted while the girl was doing something.
Oh,
to him.
Yeah.
And then he laughed at her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like, oh, I don't like that.
I'm not into that either. I have a thing where the thing that gets me most turned on is if the girl is really enjoying it.
Yeah,
so
that's
me
too.
Farting would be the last thing.
Yeah, I don't like to see girls crying and stuff like that, or girls tied up. Like there's a lot of that out there.
I like that. I like to watch that once. Like I don't like it. I have to see it once, kind of like with the horse. You have to watch it once.
Yeah,
you don't ever watch it again.
Yeah. Did you watch the two girls in the cup thing?
Yeah,
I didn't even watch that.
I had to because I had to analyze it.
Well, you have to. That's the thing is you probably have to see a lot of stuff that you wouldn't want to see because you need to talk about it.
My dad's wife is an attorney, and she works with another woman attorney, and they have this offshoot of their office where it's two female attorneys,
right.
They call it. So they had a banner, and it said two female attorneys, and I wrote, and one cup.
And a cup.
And nobody got it.
It's so funny.
But I have an 18-year-old sister, and my stepmother had to say to my sister, I don't get it. What's the reference? And my sister's like, thanks, because now how do I explain that?
I'm going to watch that back in my room.
I just wrote back, hey, just go watch it. You're doing
this. Yeah.
I'm going to watch.
Send him a link.
I'm going to watch Michael Bisping in a cup, and I go back to my room.
If you had to make sweet love to one MMA guy, who would it be?
It'd be Connor. He's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want a hot guy.
Who would you want? Who'd you want? Like Mark Hunt?
Yeah, Mark Hunt. I want a big Samoan.
Just go on top of you. Just do it. You can't breathe.
No, I'd pick the smallest twink out of them all.
And you want Mark to just punch you just as he's about to finish so you wouldn't remember.
I don't like my love making to men to be violent. I like to be held and caressed.
So who's your twink? Who would it be?
In the MMA? I don't know. I don't know who they are.
Probably like I know who you would like. You'd probably like Cruz.
Probably.
Anderson Silva's got long arms.
He's
like a spider.
Yeah.
Imagine.
No.
Okay.
No, I would do it maybe at a bus stop. That's about it. Yeah.
If you were in prison, what would you want your cellmate to be like?
I would want him to be kind and understanding.
I would want my cellmate to look like you. Somebody that I can completely control.
Yeah, and you could put a wig on me and I look kind of... I was walking with my girlfriend once a long time ago and I was walking with April Macy.
I was going to say, I can't believe I haven't brought up April Macy
yet. I was walking with April Macy and a guy, as we walked by, was like, hello, ladies.
and then
realized that I was... Because I'm so short.
Right.
I was April's size.
Yeah.
So the guy just assumed like it was two girls out for school.
That's a great insult.
And then he just had sex with both of you.
Yeah. Have you talked to her at all? Like, have you run into her at all or anything?
No, I don't have any animosity towards her or anything. But, you know, me and Jess have, you know, because I think that, like, the thing with Jess is she gets a little bit upset by it because April's hot.
Right.
And April and me have a lot of pictures online and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
So
I want to see some of those, Carmen. I want to see Mitch and April together because that still, to me, is the oddest couple ever.
Yeah, that was...
And then she went out with Gary Goldman.
No, she went out with Gary Goldman before.
Oh, it was before you?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the only reason I was really with April was because when Gary was dating her, I thought she was really hot. And I remember saying to Gary, man, your girlfriend's hot. And he got really uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
And then I learned that like he was really upset that he's a really jealous guy, and he didn't like that people thought she was hot.
He's so weird.
So yeah, he's a little odd. That guy. He's an odd cat.
I have heard stories about him recently. I used to think that he was. I used to tell her that I think he's gay, and she said she agreed with me.
There's a chance.
And they're right. And then he would, other than April, he's dated some pretty ugly girls.
And he dated Michael Bisping for a while.
And then I've heard some stories about him being crazy, and she used to always tell us stories about it. And then we think maybe he's got a little suppressed anger in there.
He's a little nutty. He's a little nutty guy.
I told you that story.
Funny as hell.
He freaked out about the birthday shot at one of the clubs. There was a club here that does a birthday shot.
Yeah.
He lost his mind to the point where, like, the guy who was there to enjoy the show for his birthday actually got up because he was so uncomfortable and left the show because Gary had made him feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of these stories. And the thing is, he's a really funny guy.
Yeah. And he's nice to us. Like, we get along with him. We haven't seen him in a while.
After I started dating April, he was... And then he called up April and he said... really him?
That's it's understandable.
And I wanted to be like, hey, Gary, I got a bigger penis than you, and I know that for a fact.
Oh, wow.
He's 6 foot four or whatever he is, and apparently not very well endowed.
Yeah.
In
relation to his body or just in general?
Ask April about it, but she says that he
kinda
was
kind of small in the area.
He was the reason why he there's a reason why he has a lot of anger.
Okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
By the way, is that Chris D'Elia on the left there? She seems to be really cozying up to him in that picture, Mitch.
Oh, we were swinging at that.
No, you were not.
Yeah, she does look it, doesn't she?
Yep. She's like, hey, this is my boyfriend, but look at this guy.
That bitch.
Yeah.
That's why we're not together.
She's still looking pretty hot though.
Is she?
Yeah. I'm friends with her on Facebook. And she's using all her comedy miles to just travel the world and post pictures, and it's going very well for her.
She's going all over the world. Yeah. Is she married now? What's her deal?
No. Last time we talked to her, she was like,
she hadn't had sex for like over a year.
And that's what she says.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
I think her and Gary Goldman are going to make it though. crazy sharpens crazy.
Where are you going to next after Tampa?
I got.
You go back home and then you go back out again?
Burbank next week.
Oh, that's easy. So it would be
Burbank, then Claremont, California, then San Antonio.
Okay, so you're going to be in the West. Let's look into this Vegas thing.
I'll do it. I would love to, because we always say we're going to hang out, and you're one of the... There's something about you that I get along with. I don't know what it is.
What is... I would like to know what it is. A lot of guys like me.
I'll tell you why I think I like you, because I think that any successful...
Wait a second. What are you laughing at? I just said a lot of guys like me, and you were like...
You do, but I'll tell you
why are you laughing
at it? Just the way you said it, like a lot of guys like me. Not like... It sounded
like you have a lot of boyfriends.
Yeah, that's sorry. That's why I was going to say.
The fact that you're on the radio, I think that shows... Did you find that when you were in elementary school and high school that you got along with the girls better than the boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I did, because I believe that all male performers have more femininity about them. That's why we're more verbal.
Yeah, definitely more feminine as a child.
Yeah.
My mom used to think I was gay.
I used to love to play with the girls. I used to love talking and getting into people's feelings. Even when Jessica met me in a threesome, and I was smiling at her all romantic while we were doing it. And Jessica said, this is the first word she ever said to me, like, she picked me up at a club, and she's like, let's have a threesome, whatever. Right. Her and her friend wanted to.
I remember that.
And then I was smiling at her all romantic while we were doing
it. Let me see your romantic smile. What does that look like?
It is romantic.
Yeah. It'll get anyone going.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hot right
I'm
now.
I'm trying it on Mike Bisping next time I see him. And when I did it, she goes, ugh. She said that. She goes, you're creeping me out. Stop smiling at me and just F me.
Yeah.
F meaning a bigger word.
Right.
The word F is standing for another word.
Sure, I understand.
Right now, okay? I don't know if you know how
feeling.
What I'm doing with that. So I don't tend to get along with a lot of dudes because they're not as emotional as me. But you seem to be like you have feelings.
Yeah.
And you're soft and sweet.
I am soft.
And I think you can. And I think to be verbal, you have to have more of a feminine side, because you can't just be a dude on the radio, because then you'd be like, you know.
Right. Let me tell you the difference. If Mitch came over, like, if God forbid one of your parents died and you were crying.
Don't say God forbid. I don't really love my dad that much.
Yeah, I know you don't love your dad. Let's say your mom died. I would hug you if you were, I really.
Can see that.
But I wouldn't hug Spanish if Spanish wouldn't want to hug me.
No,
he annoys me.
Spanish always wants to hug me, and I get uncomfortable.
Right. He's like an aggressive hugger.
I don't know. It just makes me feel a little bit weird.
Yeah. But it's not gay. It's just like, it's.
Not
I don't
gay
like
at
it.
All.
I don't like
no,
it.
Yeah. Not
God,
gay at
God,
all.
I'm glad we relate to that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
He is a good kisser, though, in Spanish. You have to give him that. A little too much tongue, a little too aggressive on the tongue.
By the way, he's got it going pretty well, too.
Does he bang some good-looking, too?
Yeah, at least I am living through him, because I know that if I was single, he and I would be splitting the tribe. But he's getting them all.
I don't miss it. I don't miss getting girls on the road and stuff, because I feel like it was just too much work, and now my wife can do all the work, and then I just kind of run in and jump on them and then run out.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It's just too much work.
His girlfriend, Spanish girlfriend, is my nanny.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
She's hot?
She's pretty hot, and she's, you know, she goes swimming with my daughter, so she's there in bikinis and stuff. It gets very distracting, but...
Chris D'Elia is my nanny. Jessica says that he does a good job.
I think, he comes over a lot to make sure everything's okay. Are you going to have a baby?
Working on it.
What are you going to name it? What do you say you're working on? What do you mean? You got to figure out how
started.
To make it?
She got off the pill recently.
Okay. You're really getting, like, you're ready now.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because I'm starting to not finish because I just don't want to really make that commitment yet.
Right, I still
think there's something else around the corner. And her, too, she's getting the point where, like, oh, yeah, why don't you just not complete it?
Can I tell you the best way to have a baby? Stop thinking about it. When you start planning on it and going through it.
No, that's why I'm thinking about
it. Right, that's what I'm saying. So concentrate if you really want to put it off.
Yeah, I just want to put it off a
little bit. You want a boy or a girl if you have to pick one?
I want a girl.
You do?
Yeah, because I want to play tea party and stuff. I want to play tea party and bring her to UFC events.
That's true. Yeah. That'd be perfect for you. It should be your speed. Yeah.
I love that.
That's hilarious. It's great to see you. Thank you for coming here.
Are we going to really hang out then? And I won't hug you like Spanish.
No, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Here's my deal. Tonight.
Can we hold hands during UFC if it gets really exciting?
I have no problem with that.
I'm just the knockouts.
Holding hands kind of gay. I'll just put my arm around you and you can snuggle with me. Yeah. I'm so used to having kids to snuggle that it wouldn't be, it'd be the same.
I would imagine you just watch with him sitting. Mitch sits on your lap. And you guys just kind of watch like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm leaving for Orlando tonight because it's Guns N' Roses.
Okay, cool.
And if it was any other band other than the one that you never thought you'd sort of get back together, I'd skip it.
Yeah.
But Saturday, I may come back Saturday afternoon instead of staying there for the weekend. So if I do that, I'd like to hang out.
Please let me know. I would love to do that. Yeah.
And we'll go to dinner or something.
Yeah, let's go to dinner. Last time we went to Ocean Prime, it was awesome.
We did go to Ocean Prime. So I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I promise you, Mitch Vaitel will be one of the funniest guys you see. 864-4000. Make reservations to see him. And let us know about your special.
Okay, will you guys come?
I absolutely would come.
I would love to have you in the audience.
That'd be great. Yeah, I only did that one time. I went to Ralphie's when he filmed in Wisconsin, and because my brother lived in Chicago, and Bert just filmed his.
Right.
But the weekend that he did, we had something here that we couldn't leave for. Yeah. So
before I get too attached to you, though, there's no pictures of you cuddling up with Chris D'Elia out there, right?
No, he's not my type. His neck is way too hairy for me.
I don't want to look back and think that this was all a lie.
My feelings for you are solely for you, my friend.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.